Lesson 40
第四十课
Everybody spoke English
大家都说英语
Dialogue
实用绘画
Welcome back! What was America like?
欢迎归来美国是什么样子呀
Okay, I guess
我想还可以。
What do you mean by I guess?
你说我想是什么意思?
Well, frankly speaking, it was terrible.
坦白说,美国糟透了。
Why?
为什么?
Everybody only spoke English.
大家只说英语吗?
Lesson 41
第四十一课
Going camping
露营
Reading
阅读
Last weekend, my classmates and I went camping. We found a grassy spot.Beside a river. We put up our tents and made a campfire. Then we fished at the river.
上个周末我和同学去露营。我们在河边找到一块草地。我们架起帐篷生了萤火然后就在河边钓鱼。
We had only one fishing rod.So we took turns. After a while, we caught a big trout. Finally, we sat around the fire, roasted the fish, and sang songs. Camping is really fun.
我们只有一只钓竿，因此我们就轮流钓。没多久我们钓到一条大鳟鱼。最后，我们围坐在萤火旁，边烤鱼边唱歌。露营真有趣。
Substitution
替换
Number one Last weekend, my classmates and I went camping.
上个周末，我和同学去露营。
Last Monday, my brother and I went mountain climbing.
上星期一,我和哥哥去爬山。
Last week, she and her mother went shopping.
上个星期,她和她母亲去购物。
Number two. We took turns.Using the fishing rod.
我们轮流使用钓竿。
They took turns riding the bicycle.
他们轮流骑自行车。
We took turns singing songs.
我们轮流唱歌。
Lesson 42
第四十二课
Are you having fun?
你玩得愉快吗?
Dialogue
实用绘画
How often do you go camping?
你多久露营一次?
This is my first time.
这是我第一次露营。
Really? Are you having fun?
真的吗?你玩得愉快吗?
Yes, I'm having a wonderful time.
愉快,我愉快极了。
Lesson 43
第四十三课
Killing two birds with one stone.
两全其美。
Reading.
阅读。
Dan must take a day off tomorrow. He has to take care of his sick mother. He ought to talk to his boss, but he's afraid.
Dan 明天必须请一天假，他得照顾他生病的母亲。他应当向他的老板说的，但他怕。
His boss might get angry with him. What should Dan do? He can take the work home. This way, he can kill two birds with one stone.
他的老板也许会生他的气。Dan 该怎么办呢？他可以把工作带回家去，这样他就能两全其美。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. He has to take care of his sick mother.
他得照顾他生病的母亲。
Robert must take his sick mother to the hospital.
罗伯特必须带他生病的母亲到医院。
Jim should clean his room.
吉姆必须打扫他的房间。
Chris ought to wash his clothes.
克里斯必须洗他的衣服。
Number two. He can take the work home.
他可以把工作带回家去。
He should take his children home.
他应当把他的孩子带回家去。
The teacher often takes his students to his home.
那位老师经常带学生到家里去。
She often takes her friends to her grandmother's home.
她经常把她的朋友带到她祖母家去。
Lesson 44.
第四十四课。
She had a bad cold.
她患了重感冒。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Where were you yesterday?
你昨天在哪里？
I was at home. In fact, I was taking care of Sally.
我在家里，事实上我在照顾萨利。
What's wrong with her?
她怎么了？
She had a bad cold.
她患了重感冒。
Is she getting better?
她好多了吗？
Yes, thanks.
好多了，谢谢。
Lesson 45.
第四十五课。
What a nightmare.
真是噩梦一场啊。
Reading.
阅读。
Jeff had a terrible day. He missed the train to work. Moreover, he had to wait a long time for the next train. As a matter of fact, he waited for 2 hours.
杰夫过了很糟的一天。他上班没赶上火车，而且他得久候下一班火车的到来。事实上，他等了2个小时。
To make matters worse, he left his briefcase on the train. As a result, he had to go to the police station. Poor Jeff never got to work that day. What a nightmare.
更糟的是，他把手提箱留在火车上了。结果，他得到警察局走一趟。可怜的杰夫，那一天根本上不了班，真是噩梦一场啊。
Substitution
替换。
Number one, he had to wait a long time. As a matter of fact, he waited for 2 hours.
他必须等很久。事实上，他等了2个小时。
We had to work a long time. As a matter of fact, we worked all night.
我们必须工作很久。事实上，我们一整晚都在工作。
I had to study a long time. As a matter of fact, I studied all day.
我必须念很久的书。事实上，我一整天都在念书。
Number two. What a nightmare.
真是噩梦一场啊。
What a terrible day that was.
真是可怕的一天啊。
What a noisy child she is.
那女孩好吵哦。
What a stupid thing to say.
说那样的话真蠢。
Lesson 46
第46课
A terrible headache
头痛得很厉害
Dialogue
实用绘画
Do you have any aspirins?
你有阿司匹林吗
In fact, I don't. Why?
事实上我没有干嘛问这个
I have a terrible headache.
我头痛得很厉害。
Well, you should go see a doctor immediately.
那么你应当立刻去看医生。
Lesson 47
第47课
Be polite.
要有礼貌。
Reading
阅读
Everyone should be polite. Polite people show good manners. Moreover, they are popular. On the other hand, rude people are looked down upon.
每个人都应有礼貌。有礼貌的人展现良好的风度，而且他们受人欢迎。另一方面，无礼的人则遭人轻视。
Rudeness shows poor education. Therefore, why not be polite? A simple please, thank you, or you're welcome.Can make a big difference.
无礼表示教育差，因此何不有礼貌一点呢？请、谢谢你或不客气这几个字虽很简单，却会使情况大不相同。
Substitution
替换
Number one, rude people are looked down upon.
无礼的人会遭人轻视。
The patient is well taken care of.
这病人受到妥善的照顾。
Dishonest people can't be relied on.
不诚实的人不可被信赖。
Number two,Why not be polite?
何不有礼貌一点呢?
Why not eat at this restaurant?
何不在这家餐厅吃东西呢?
Why get angry?
为何要生气呢?
Lesson 48.
第四十八课。
Don't mention it.
别客气。
Dialogue.
实用会话。
Excuse me, Chris. Could you pass me the sugar, please?
对不起，克里斯，请你把糖递给我好吗？
Sure. Here you are.
没问题，这就是。
Thanks.
谢谢。
Don't mention it.
别客气。
Lesson 49.
第四十九课。
Never talk to strangers.
千万别跟陌生人说话。
Reading.
阅读。
Something strange happened to me yesterday. On my way to school, I met a stranger.He stopped me and said, You are Betty, aren't you? No, I replied. He asked, You know me, don't you?
昨天有一件怪事发生在我身上。我在上学途中遇见一位陌生人。他将我拦住说，你是贝蒂，对不对？我回答说，不是。他又问，你认识我对不对?
I don't, I answered. Then he said, You owe me $100, don't you? I ran away. At that moment, I remembered my mother's words. Never talk.To strangers.
我回答说，我不认识。然后他又说，你欠我美金100元，对不对？我跑掉了。就在那个时候，想起母亲对我说过的话，千万别跟陌生人说话。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. You are Betty, aren't you?
你是贝蒂，对不对?
He is your brother, isn't he?
他是你兄弟，对不对?
You are a teacher, aren't you?
你是老师，对不对?
That's not your basketball.Is it?
那不是你的篮球，对不对?
Number two. You know me, don't you?
你认识我，对不对?
Carl likes Chinese opera, doesn't he?
卡尔喜欢京剧，对不对?
You didn't clean your room, did you?
你没有打扫房间，对不对?
Paul didn't study for the test, did he?
保罗没有念书准备考试，对不对?
Lesson 50.
第五十课。
You're Sally, aren't you?
你是萨利，对不对?
Dialogue.
实用会话。
Excuse me, you're Sally, aren't you?
对不起，你是萨利，对不对?
Yes.
对的。
Hi, I'm George. You remember me, don't you?
嗨，我是乔治，你还记得我吧，对不对？
No，
不记得了。
We met at Bill's party.
我们在比尔的宴会上见过面呢。
Now I remember. Nice to see you again.
现在我想起来了，很高兴再次见到你。
Lesson 51
第五十一课
My girlfriend
我的女友
Reading
阅读
My girlfriend always complains. According to her, I should be more ambitious. I should work harderand earn more money. She also thinks I should live in a bigger and nicer apartment.
我的女友老爱发牢骚。根据她的说法，我应当更有进取心，我应当更卖力的工作，挣更多的钱。她也认为我应当住更大更好的公寓。
In a way,She's right. However, she should be more considerate and less critical. After all, I am trying my best. Besides, money isn't everything.
就某方面来说，她的话是对的。不过，她也应当多体谅少批评。毕竟我正尽力而为，而且金钱并非万能呢。
Substitution
替换
Number one She should be more considerate
她应当多体谅些
They should be more polite
他们应当更有礼貌些。
You ought to be more generous.
你应当更慷慨些。
I should be less lazy.
我应当少懒惰些。
You ought to be less stingy.
你应当少小气些。
Number two, I live in a bigger apartment.
我住在一间较大的公寓里。
He lives in a smaller apartment.
他住在一间较小的公寓里。
She lives in a more expensive apartment.
他住在一间较昂贵的公寓里。
Lesson 52
第五十二课
Sam's okay
小三子不错
Dialogue
实用绘画
Do you like Ray or Sam?
你喜欢小雷还是小三子?
I like Ray.
我喜欢小雷。
Why?
为什么?
Sam's okay, but Ray's taller, cuter, and more interesting. What about you?
小三子固然不错。但小雷个儿较高，较可爱，也较风趣。您觉得呢？
I like Sam better.
我比较喜欢小三子。
Why?
为什么？
He's less proud. Besides, he's richer.
他比较不骄傲，而且他比较有钱。
听力课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。